AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. It is day one of a three-day strike for tens of thousands of school workers in the second largest district in the country. And our Steve Futterman is in the thick of it right now in Los Angeles.
Here outside school district headquarters, a bit of a festive atmosphere. You can hear the music in the background. Several thousand striking workers have gathered here for an afternoon rally. This worker says it's all about money.
Just want an equitable raise and some respect from the district.
The strike will last 3 days. The workers say they hope this sends a message to the district that they are serious, and if necessary, they will strike again. Steve Futterman, CBS News, outside district headquarters in Los Angeles.
Law enforcement's now on high alert in several cities as a grand jury decides whether to indict former President Trump. Here's CBS's Jared Hill.
Steel barricades brought in by NYPD now surround the Manhattan courthouse and district attorney's office. New fencing has also been installed around the U.S. Capitol in Washington amid concerns Trump's potential indictment could bring a repeat of January 6th. Monday, small groups rallied near Trump's home in Florida and in New York.
The feds are also watching the web for any significant threats. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is reassuring the nation the banking system is stabilizing.
The government's recent actions have demonstrated our resolute commitment to take the necessary steps to ensure that depositors' savings and the banking system remain safe.
Her comments come after two U.S. banks collapsed last week. A third was bailed out by other banks. Russian President Vladimir Putin could be ready for peace in Ukraine thanks to China's president. CBS's Mary Alushnia tells us the two leaders are mapping out a plan.
Vladimir Putin did say that it could serve as the basis towards ceasefire if the West and Ukraine are ready for that, but there is really no inclination that they will be able to accept this peace plan because it doesn't have explicit demands for Moscow to withdraw its troops from Ukraine. It doesn't explain how exactly the two sides can reach the ceasefire.
It also doesn't say when peace talks could happen. Dodge just unveiled its fastest gas-powered muscle car ever.
The Dodge Challenger SRT Demon 170 can go from 0 to 60 in 1.66 seconds and pulls more than 2 Gs while doing it. They're making 3,300 of these to celebrate the final production year of the Challenger and Charger. Sticker price just over $96,000.
That's reporter Jeff Gilbert. And the car is so fast, by the way, it comes with an optional parachute to slow it down on a drag strip. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
The Shaw 101 FM. Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. One man is dead after a customer at a Middleton auto dealership shot an employee yesterday afternoon. Police say the Fitchburg woman was upset over a vehicle she'd bought. She's under arrest. Dan Kelly says his opponent talks too much about politics and that she can't be trusted to be fair ruling on issues like abortion.
I'm not a legislator because I don't talk about my politics. I understand what a court is supposed to do, and that's resolving legal questions.
He debated Janet Protasiewicz today in the only head-to-head debate in the Wisconsin Supreme Court general election. The whole debate tonight at 6 on many of these Civic Media radio stations. In sports, Badger men's basketball plays Oregon tonight in the NIT quarterfinals. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Badgers men's basketball team continues postseason play.
You can hear the action when Wisconsin takes on Oregon in the quarterfinals of the National Invitational Tournament Tuesday night at 8.
Listen on these local Civic Media Network radio stations.
WFHR 1320 AM, 97.5 FM in Wisconsin Rapids is our flagship station. Dial up WRCE 1450 AM or 107.7 FM in Richland Center.
Or WLAK 1260 AM in Amory.
Find the Badgers on these local Civic Media radio stations and everywhere on the Civic Media app.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Hey, we got a big Wisconsin Supreme Court race this spring, and whoever wins will have a huge say over your freedom to vote, your freedom to make healthcare decisions, your freedom to have fair representation. So please listen to the advice from Drew Holiday and Brooke Lopez of our Milwaukee Bucks, and make sure you vote in the general election on April 4th.
Hey, Wisconsinites, Drew Holiday here.
And Brooke Lopez here.
I want you to make sure you're registered to vote.
It's more important now than ever because politicians are trying to restrict our freedom to vote.
I think I know why.
They're worried about our power.
So they want to take it away.
Don't let them do that.
You've got to block that shot.
So please register to vote and get out to vote. Just go to myvote.wi.gov.
Myvote.wi.gov.
Defend your right to vote and exercise your freedom to vote.
Paid for by the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, WisDC.org, which is solely responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at WAUK.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday edition. Tuesday afternoon fights, Dominic?
Tuesday's gone, Crudy. Got Evan on the board. Thank you, sir, our fair audience. Happy Tuesday, 2 weeks to Election Day.
And, buddy, I got Todd Alba from the Todd Alba Show right here on Civic Media, 8 to 11 a.m. across many ports in the Civic Media Network. Todd, welcome. You and I watched this fight, this big Wisconsin Supreme Court debate together. Had you not had it on in the shop, I don't know if I'd have watched,
and I wouldn't be here either. So I'm happy to be here, guys. But I came in this morning to do my show. I thought maybe I have to have a mop or something. I listened to yesterday afternoon. I expect to see blood on the floor in here. You guys are going fist to cuff yesterday afternoon. It was down and dirty.
I know he gets angry when he's wrong, Todd. But you know that'll happen.
Great discussion. But yeah, I was glad to see there are no bruises today.
You know, little kids. Dom was a biter. He's one of those kids.
Back in college or what?
Pretty much a lifetime problem.
Just foreplay, Todd.
Oh, that's the best kind.
So Todd Alba from the Todd Alba Show, you and I watched this big fight. And when I joined you, you told me. And I came in a little bit late. Oh, nothing terribly newsworthy yet. And then the tone sort of changed rapidly.
All it took was Crute.
I think the candidates were starting to warm up to the format. Yeah. And this actually played out on WISC as a live stream only. And you and I watched the live stream. Mm-hmm. And this will broadcast apparently on their airwaves sometime this afternoon. I think right about now, but don't watch them. We've got it for you. We've got what really matters. Our commentary about what happened today. And we've got the sound. And we're going to play it for you a little bit later. The condensed version, just the questions and answers. We're going to play it right here on the Civic Media Network at 6 o'clock. So stick around immediately to follow the Devil's Advocates. Terry Bell, news director, will anchor. But here's what I got to ask. Here was my question, number one question, and I'm asking of you, Todd, in this case. What was up with Judge Janet Shamrock smock?
Well, I mean,
what was that? What was she wearing?
It was ridiculous, is what it was. It looked like some sort of a weird rain jacket. And this is going to sound bad to a lot of ears, but as somebody who spent 30 years in politics and helped candidates and elected officials, you always have to worry about the wardrobe. But I don't care whether it's a man or a woman, how people present themselves, people judge you on that. That's just the way it is today. And I'm not sure what she was wearing, but yeah, it was a weird green top and her, I don't know. It was just weird.
I noticed it was green. I noticed that, and I thought, wow. I mean, it's you know very close to St. Paddy's Day. I get that, but I didn't like take any note of what it was.
Really?
Whether no, not whatsoever. Did I notice what color Dan Kelly's tie was.
It was red.
It was red burgundy. Yeah, but see, Dom, I'm somebody that was my job for years and years and years to make sure how your boss looked. It was the same thing when Tony Evers went down to Milwaukee and he showed up with a Badger Motion W shirt on. They had to quickly get him a Milwaukee vest to put over top of it. You have to think in terms of what your boss is wearing.
I wish someone would help me dress.
You haven't asked me yet. That's one thing I haven't been asked to do. There's probably a reason.
Well, I know. You're wearing flannels. I wasn't looking to go that direction.
Folks, doesn't want to be a rube like Todd.
You're listening to the Devil's Advocate Show. That's my friend, Todd Alba, from the Todd Alba Show. He's here with me in the Solidarity Realty Studios in Madison because Todd and I watched the big Janet Protasiewicz Dan Kelly debate. Dom also... You listen.
I had it on the background, yeah. So maybe perhaps that's why I didn't take note. I did see it initially when they came out, but then it was all just audio in the background.
We thought simply perhaps black, something more judicial, Dom. The Shamrock Shake look was not a good look.
I think that's up to you. I totally disagree. I think commenting on what the woman is wearing, in a Wisconsin Supreme Court race is not necessarily the first spot I would have gone. But apparently, you guys noticed, man, and took note. I did not.
Dan Kelly wearing a shamrock green smock, I would have noted that as well.
Good to know.
Let me ask you the tone of Dan Kelly, and I ask this to both of you, Dom. Perhaps you can go first. Kelly, often contemptuous in his vocal stylings, came off as, I thought, authoritative. What was your take? I thought that's as good as he's going to sound.
Right. Less contemptuous than I had expected. But still, you know, the smirk and the glances, the body language, you know, his confrontation, it felt, I'm not going to say desperate, but certainly tried. When he was discussing and bantering with Judge Protasiewicz. So, but yeah, I mean, he didn't come off as asinine as I would expect him to.
Todd, any comments? Was he as asinine as you would have expected?
No, I agree with Dom on that. He came across as, you know, to use the word, a slightly more judicial, more restrained, and I'm sure his handlers worked on him, or worked with him on that to make, again, that's about appearance, how you come across, right? And so, yeah, he sounded better than I thought he might have. But yeah, he was a bit childish, just going back and calling names to Judge Janet. So I was not overly, as a friend of mine used to say, I was overwhelmingly underwhelmed.
He has the kind of face that, you know, like a mother could punch, in my opinion, rhetorically.
Of course,
I'm not suggesting anyone's mom punch candidate Kelly. I'm just saying if you had a face that you wanted to punch, it would look like Dan Kelly.
Dan Kelly.
let's play a little of the sound, gentlemen. We've got the judge, Janet, her opening remarks. Some of this she could have been a little more efficient with. Cut 20, if you would, Ebone.
I thank you so very much. Is the timer on the back supposed to be cueing us? Just want to make sure. Is there a countdown?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm not seeing it. I'm not seeing the countdown.
It's green.
And is it going to give seconds? It's just going to say the 1 minute? All right. So I'm sorry to take everybody's valuable time with that clarification. I was hopeful that we would have a little bit of a countdown. I'm absolutely delighted to be here with all of you today. I'm currently a judge in Milwaukee County. I have been in the Assistant District Attorney's Office for more than a quarter of a century, and I have centered my entire career on being fair and impartial and following the law and upholding the Constitution. So last year when I started thinking about this race, the reason I decided to run for this seat was really pretty simple. I thought our democracy was inherent.
Time is up.
Oh no!
She got out the meat, man. She thought our democracy was in peril. It is in peril. Now, logistically speaking, I would think if you're going to have a clock in the back and you're going to give someone 60 seconds, that you wouldn't keep it at a minute. You'd actually have a second, a timer on it. But those things probably should have been hashed out prior to the debate. And as someone who's done, remote broadcasts once in a while, some of the camera angles, it changed the audio levels. It was not a great production, but, those things obviously not relevant to what we're trying to get to.
It'll play better on the radio at 6 o'clock on Civic Media, I feel quite confident. And you'll hardly notice Janet's green smock. Let's play one of Dan Kelly, just so you can get a sense of his tone. Let's go with Cut 21. My opponent is bought and paid for.
Now, I understand my opponent has been accepting millions of dollars from the Democratic Party in Wisconsin. And I think that presents a major problem going forward. If she were to be elected to the Supreme Court, she would forever afterwards be known as being bought and paid for by the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. And that's why, although I invite support from everyone, I won't accept funds in those kinds of quantities from the Republican Party of Wisconsin.
Because you can't get them in those kinds of quantities? What are you talking about, Dan Kelly?
People are giving the millions directly to a super PAC. He doesn't have to mess around with the party apparatus. Todd, your thought?
I thought the comeback from Janet was Judge Janet was fantastic. I mean, she went through.
We have it.
Oh, all right. I don't mean to skip ahead. But
we have
yeah.
time to play it. Let's play it, gentlemen. And then you can comment. Play it. Cut 22.
Your response, Judge Grossman.
Okay, let's talk about bought and paid for and impartial. My opponent was still on the payroll of the Republican Party of the state of Wisconsin in December of 2022. My opponent went on a election, quote, fraud tour sponsored by the Republican Party with Michael Gableman, of all people, Michael Gableman, this summer. In this spring, my opponent has accepted more than $120,000 in payments from the Republican Party and the topper, the real topper.
That's time.
That was for services rendered. How'd you like her response, Todd?
I thought it was a good response. Again, she had a little bit of trouble with the timing there. She came back later on another answer, and to the topper is, the money that he accepted to help out the alternate slate of electors later on. That was kind of the kicker later on in the debate. But I thought that was one of her stronger answers, going through the litany of things that Kelly had done. So I thought the response was fantastic.
Todd, you and I watched it in real time. We're going to play it out on the Civic Media Network, so it'll be theoretically heard by millions. But do you think people are paying attention? Do you think this debate matters in this race? You thought that she made one strategic blunder that might end up on a campaign ad of her opponent.
I think
within, talking about Protasiewicz made a blunder.
I think in 48 hours you're going to see an ad going through these people, these defendants that she quote unquote let off easy out of the thousands of cases that she's had. And she had the line that she said was, "I do find some good in the defendants." And but the point she was making for everyone was that, look, I'm being honest, I'm being human here, that I have to consider as a human being before my court, I have to look and see the good and the bad in everyone. I think it shows that she'll be a fair judge and a evenly parsed judge on the state Supreme Court should she get there. But it was a really, it's hard, but it was a bad mistake saying that because that will be an ad.
Dom, when we come back, I want to know what you think about the attack on Dan Kelly's choice of who he has defended. Now, he's pointing a finger at Protasiewicz saying, well, as a judge, you let him off easy. Yeah, but as a defense attorney, you tried to get him off easy. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. Our friend Todd Alba talking about, Tuesday night fights? Doesn't make sense, but they debated today. Come back. More Devils.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, That's design.garden.
Knucklehead CBD and Vapes is now online at knuckleheads.shop. Step into your favorite smoke shop without leaving your home. Find grinders, papers, Delta 8, and more, all from your computer or phone. With free shipping on all orders over $50, you'll be sure to find exactly what you like. You can also order for in-store pickup, so there's no wait. Knucklehead CBD and Vapes.
Visit Knuckleheads Milwaukee at 2949 North Oakland Avenue.
Order online today at knuckleheads.shop.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues, from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly cloudy tonight with a low of 36. Southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered showers tomorrow, high of 52. Scattered rain showers again tomorrow night, lows around 36. Low 40s Thursday and Friday. Chance for scattered rain showers Thursday. Chance of snow Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 48 degrees. It's 33 degrees.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can join us on the lines at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I've got a fine co-guest, buddy of ours, friend of the Devils, right here in the Solidarity Realty Studios. He's Todd Alba, host of the Todd Alba Show, 8 to 11 a.m., in many of the ports in the city Civic Media Network. And Todd and I watched the Wisconsin Supreme Court debate, the singular Wisconsin Supreme Court debate together today. And in case you were working today, we'll play it out for you, like live, but it won't be live. It'll be recorded at 6 o'clock tonight. We're going to play it on the Civic Media Network. Todd, appreciate you sticking around. Emily Fannin, I believe her name, one of the media commentators, asked a tough question of Janet Protasiewicz. Really, it was regarding when Protasiewicz had applied for judicial vacancies when Scott Walker was the governor, and she tailored, it seemed, some of her answers to her audience, or at least that was the question posed. Do you really feel this way, or were you just trying to win the, win the appointment from a Republican governor? And her answer, you liked her answer.
I did, because I don't want to misquote her, and I haven't obviously seen the application, but allegedly she cited in her application to the Walker administration some decisions by, I believe, Anton Scalia and other conservative justices on which she agreed. And so, yeah, I thought it was a very fair and good question.
Rogan Sack, also from the Wisconsin Supreme Court, she apparently acknowledged.
Yep. But I thought her
conservative jurist.
What I liked about the answer, she was very calm about it. She was obviously prepared for this, guys. And her answer basically was, look, I'm going to be a fair and impartial justice. I'm going to apply the law as it's written. I'm not going to be an activist judge. And there's going to be times when, whether or not I personally agree with something, I'm going to do the right thing by the law. I thought that's exactly what you should have out of a justice. And the irony, guys, is for years as a former Republican, all we heard was, we don't want activist judges. We don't want activist judges. Unless, of course, we don't agree with it. And then we do want activist judges. So I thought Protasiewicz came across really well today on that response. It's showing that, you know, to the everyday voter, look, I'm going to be fair about this.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates. That's Todd Alba from the Todd Alba Show joining us, talking about the debate with Dan Kelly, Janet Protasiewicz, Wisconsin Supreme Court candidates. I want to get your sense. You talked about the response of Protasiewicz and how you know she has to look at the person as well in some of these sentencing guidelines. And I just don't know if it's as effective. I don't doubt that perhaps the Republicans will jump on it. But then I look at Dan Kelly and his how upset he was when she talked about him defending some questionable characters, right? I mean, everyone deserves a defense. That's what we get in this country. And I do appreciate that. But if Kelly was like, oh, you know, you're disparaging all defense attorneys. No, he was trying to bring that into it. And I don't think that was the case. But if you're going to defend, terrible people accused of terrible crimes, and they do deserve defense, you know, maybe you're not the one to then also go run for, I don't know, governor or Wisconsin Supreme Court. Because you got to push back. If you're going to do everything you can to defend a murderer or a rapist, you know, you have to, you know, pull some things out of your sleeves, perhaps. Perhaps you got to push buttons, put people on the stand to do whatever to defend your client, right? That's what your job is. So I'm just not clear that. Because you could say the same thing. If Dan Kelly was successful in his defense of getting a lighter sentence, you know, what Judge Protasiewicz would have handed down would be exactly what he would consider a great defense, right? If Dan Kelly wins or does well by his client, he needs a light sentence from someone like Protasiewicz. So this whole thing, again, she had, thousands of cases? I just don't know that that's going to be very effective in the long run, Todd.
To your point, Dom, I don't think the average voter, at the end of the day, are they going to go into the Supreme Court, into the voting booth in 2 weeks and go, well, geez, I'm thinking about that debate, and I think that I think somebody defended a criminal. No, they're not going to think about that.
Right,
they're going to think, am I in favor or not of abortion? Do I like fair maps or do I like gerrymandered maps? And which person accepted money for the Republican Party to defend illegal voting?
But if I watched just this debate and I looked at just the tenor and the tone of these two candidates, Judge Kelly definitely accused his opponent of lying, accused her of slandering him through her campaign ads. Mm-hmm. And nobody's really going to go look and do the fact checking. I mean, if you believe what he said, if you take him at his word, well, he's up against a pretty despicable candidate. And if this debate were going off in a vacuum and this is all you judge these candidates on, is their word? Well, Dan Kelly had a lot of words, and most of them were accusatory towards Protasiewicz.
But it goes back to, do debates matter anymore? And does this debate matter? Or is the pie already
It matters because we say it matters.
I mean, how long does it take? How many undecided voters are out there thinking about these major issues that I talked about?
Well, undecided about whether or not they're going to actually make the effort and cast the vote, I think. Mm-hmm. That's really the question in this race. Everybody 100%. Knows what team you're on. Hopefully you do. And if you're informed and you know they're is the most important spring election of your lifetime going on, and you know which team to vote for, it ain't Dan Kelly, at least to my opinion. Well, then the only question is whether or not you're going to actually make the modest effort of getting off your dead ass and voting. And I suggest you do.
Absolutely.
And in fact, early absentee voting in person starts today, does it not, gents?
I believe it does. One quote here from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel on a write-up, Molly Beck and Corey Hess. Protasiewicz, she lit him up, called Kelly one of the most extremely partisan candidates in the history of the state. Quote, he's a true threat to our democracy. She said, citing legal counsel, Kelly provided state GOP officials advice as they plan to submit false paperwork claiming to be electors for President Trump. The fact that she wove that in, I think if you're gonna look at this as only one thing, all right, Kelly calls her a liar and slanderous, and she says he's a threat to democracy and points out his work for, you know, the GOP in trying to overturn democracy.
Oh, but that was like a 30-minute phone call. It was just a minute, just a second.
I wasn't on the payroll. I was 1099. I wouldn't take that money because they haven't given it to me. They gave it to the PAC.
All sounded very reminiscent of a guy trying to shirk his prior indiscretions. Did it not, gents?
Indeed.
Thanks, Todd Alba, the Todd Alba Show.
Thank
it's
you, guys.
A fine program.
It's like being brought up to the big leagues from the AAA. Thanks, guys, for having me in the big leagues for a half hour.
We'll see if we can bring you up after the All-Star break.
Oh, thank you.
Come back. Nothing but the big leagues after this short break. Devil's Advocates, 844-967-2789, Tuesday.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Thousands of frustrated school staff members are striking in Los Angeles. Union leader Max Arias.
Enough is enough.
That's right.
If LAUSD truly values and is serious about reaching an agreement, they must show workers the respect they deserve.
CBS's Graham Cade says more protesters are showing up in New York ahead of former President Trump's possible indictment.
There's a huge security apparatus here, but in terms of protesters, there's maybe a dozen or two protesters in support of Trump, maybe a few more against Trump, but it's really not that big of a show of protest just yet.
And Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen spoke at the American Bankers Association summit today following the collapse of two major U.S. banks.
Similar actions could be warranted if smaller institutions suffered deposit runs that pose the risk of contagion.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. More and more Wisconsin school districts are hiring teachers using emergency licenses. A report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum finds that the State Department of Public Instruction issued over 3,000 emergency licenses last year, up from about 1,100 just a decade ago. An emergency license can be issued to people with a bachelor's degree in any subject area. Those teachers don't have to be fully certified. The license can be renewed for those trying to meet the requirements of a full license. A man accused of stealing a van from an Illinois funeral home with a body inside was arrested Sunday in Green Bay after a traffic stop. 23-year-old Dion Howard is facing numerous charges, including possession of a firearm by a felon. The van was stolen in January outside of a Rockford funeral home. The body was later found in Chicago. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Heat, power, and water are things people cannot take for granted. The elderly, disabled, the veterans. With record increases in basic costs of living, people are struggling to keep these services on and their bills paid. If you are in danger of losing heat, power, or water, call 1-800-506-5596 or apply online at heat.help. You may not ask for it, but the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson and Walks, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson and Walks, GTWLawyers.com.
What is dedication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
You know politics? Think again. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday afternoon edition. Thank you, Todd Alba from the Todd Alba Show, for joining us. A little punditry on the Protasiewicz Dan Kelly debate. And we'll take your phone calls as well, 844-967-2789. Hell, Ebone barely screens you. All you got to do is call. But, Dom, the five takeaways, we've got this from the Journal Sentinel. Let's continue our topic. This is the most important race of our lifetimes, at least among spring Supreme Court elections.
Keep qualifying it. Very important, no doubt. This is our chance to continue on. I mean, without this, it's going to be real tough, no matter what kind of efforts go forward with these maps. We want to have a change. We got to do it now. This is it. 2 weeks to do it now. Otherwise, we're going to have to wait for new maps in what, another 9 years?
2 weeks from today. Rock the world. Change the direction, the soul of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. I would ask you to please consider voting for Janet Protasiewicz. But let's tell you about the takeaways, according to a couple of fine journalists from the big debate today. Dom, it was a bitter feud. It was quite contentious. They got a little scrappy there. As Molly Beck and others report, for nearly an hour, Kelly and Protasiewicz battled at the State Bar of Wisconsin's headquarters in Madison, accusing each other of running deceitful campaigns and being an unprecedented danger to the state. Now, Protasiewicz called Kelly one of the most extremely partisan candidates in the history of the state. I think she's accurate in that assessment, Dom. The guy frickin' was the counsel for the Republican Party and the Republican National Committee. And, oh, yeah, he advised on the whole January 6th, although quite minimalist on that topic. Oh, it was like a half an hour, and I'm completely unaware of the false elector scheme. Really? In a half an hour, that didn't come up with you and Andrew Hitt. We are to believe that. That seems incredible. At one point, Janet Protasiewicz said of her opponent on the stage, "I think he's lying. I think he might be." Here is what she said. "He is a true threat to our democracy," citing legal counsel Kelly provided to the state GOP officials while they plan to submit false paperwork claiming to be electors for former President Donald Trump following Trump's defeat in 2020. I would say that was a criminal scheme, Dom, that, you know, I just gave like 30 minutes worth of advice on. Kelly repeatedly called Protasiewicz a liar and said the only way to restore trust in the Supreme Court would be for him to be elected.
I don't think that would endear me to trust the Supreme Court. Here's another takeaway, Crudy. When asked about her views on the precedent established by cases involving past rulings that have upheld a state law known as Act 10 that limited collective bargaining and rules that bar the use of absentee drop boxes and upheld a state law requiring photo ID to vote, Protasiewicz signals those rules could change in the future. Quote, "Obviously, we all follow precedent all the time. That's what you want to do. You want people to have the ability to understand that the court is likely what the court is likely going to do. You know, that's the rule of law. That's the stare decisis. That's what we all follow. But, you know, precedent changes," Protasiewicz said, citing the evolution of precedent on issues involving segregation and race.
Dom, Kelly wants to say Protasiewicz, grandiose recipient of mega dollars from the Democratic Party. But it seemed almost an envious admission, because I think if the Republican Party were offering Kelly millions, he'd be taking them. They just ain't offering. Kelly said he would not accept millions. Sure you wouldn't. Kelly said he would not accept millions from the state Republican Party because he does not want to be known as a Supreme Court justice who is bought and paid for. No, you were prior just a wanker appointment. Now you're going to be a two-time loser, but that's a different story. "I understand my opponent has been accepting millions of dollars from the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, and I think that presents a major problem to his campaign," he means. But I read on. "If she were to be elected to the Supreme Court, she would forever afterwards be known as being bought and paid for by the Democratic Party of Wisconsin." Now, Dom, I would point out, Janet Protasiewicz, Judge Janet, hopefully soon to be Justice Protasiewicz, has already stated she would recuse herself from any cases brought by the Wisconsin Democratic Party. Were they the plaintiffs or the defendants? Now, I don't think it is necessary for her to make that blanket recusal ahead of the game, but she's already offered to do so. That sort of minimizes that attack from the pompous Kelly, Dom.
Kelly, in his unsuccessful 2020 campaign, also used the Republican Wisconsin offices as his campaign headquarters, and state GOP staff were providing 2023 campaign help in the form of communications and research. He also has received contributions from the state GOP, totaling around $4,000 in March.
So it's just a matter of degree. It's not that he won't take money from the Republicans. He's just envious that he ain't getting as much as she is.
And I think his quote was, I wouldn't take it in that amount. He qualified it. He would take it, but not to that degree. So now you're saying what? You'll accept it, but not in the amount that would make you be called bought and paid for. What is that number then, sir?
Well, he's received $3 million plus from Dick Uihlein. I would say he's bought and paid for by Dick Uihlein.
That's a great point. Protasay was accused Kelly of promising anti-abortion lobbying groups to block efforts to repeal the state's abortion ban, citing an endorsement from Wisconsin Right to Life during the primary race because the group said it, quote, endorses candidates who have pledged to champion pro-life values and stand with Wisconsin's Right to Life's legislative strategy. The group updated its website after February to include that in judicial elections, the group, quote, endorses candidates whose judicial philosophies and values fit with those of Wisconsin Right to Life, according to the Internet Archive. In response to Protasewicz, Kelly said, that is absolutely not true.
Dominic, the opponents agreed on one thing. Devil's Advocate's greatest radio show ever. And
totally true.
And let me just read here from the reporting. Protasewicz and Kelly clashed on nearly every issue except one, the constitutional amendment that will appear on April 4th's ballot on cash bail. Both candidates said they would like to see the amendment pass. The amendment would allow judges to consider the totality of the circumstances of a defendant, including a person's past criminal record and the need to protect the public from serious harm when setting the monetary amount of bail. Currently, judges can only use monetary bail amounts to help ensure a person appears in court. So there is concurrence on that.
Unity.
Something
love
they
to see it.
Agreed with on. Now, I actually was listening to Righty Whitey Talk Radio today, and I don't currently hear any, let's just call them issue ads, on the other referendum. But it was like Cheech and Chong damn near. It's like two dudes. Like, hey, dude, they screwed up my French fry order at the restaurant. Well, what do you...
What?
Seriously, I'm hearing these ads. These are, I'm paraphrasing, literal okay. ads that I'm hearing running on right-wing talk radio right now, trying to inspire the righty-whitey base. And it's like two dudes that just came out of a drive-thru and like, hey, dude, they screwed up my fries again. And the one guy is like, well, you know, you could work here. They got a forced, you know, we're hiring sign. Oh, no, dude, I'm lazy. I don't have to work. I get welfare for not working, which, of course, could not happen in the state of Wisconsin. Feasibly impossible. So, anyways, this guy claims he doesn't work, and he uses the welfare to have his Amazon delivered right to his door, and therefore no need to work.
Well, welfare king.
Effectively, it was. It was like, and then the narrator says, you know, restaurants can't be fully staffed. Like, if they screw up your order at the drive-thru, that's the lazy Wisconsinites that won't come and fill those French fry orders. That's their fault. I mean, the implication was it's the workers' fault if they don't want to work at your drive-thru and get
well,
the fry
I
order
mean,
right.
This is a concurring theme throughout the mega community and the Republican writ large, man. I mean, it was former Republican candidate for governor Tim Michaels from the Michaels Corporation. What did he say? We're a bunch of lazy Wisconsinites. Yeah. I mean, that's what they say. That's what they think. If you don't have millions of dollars, you're lazy.
I'd ask for phone calls right now, but our audience, probably too lazy.
844-967-2789.
I think you got it in you. It's just seven digits, right? 844-967-2789. 2789. That's actually 10 digits.
Yes, that'd be 10 digits, Curdy.
That's going to take a lot of effort, man.
I know, like 30% more. I want to play. We have a couple more bites here. Evan, if you would, I want to replay the Kelly about Janet being bought and paid for. Listen to what Kelly says. He says it. It's very, very subtle, but you can tell he kind of wishes he had the money. Cut 21, please.
Now, I understand my opponent has been accepting millions of dollars from the Democratic Party in Wisconsin. And I think that presents a major problem going forward. If she were to be elected to my campaign, to the Supreme Court, she would forever afterwards be known as being bought and paid for by the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. And that's why, although I invite support from everyone, I won't accept funds in those kinds of quantities from the Republican Party. Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, you can call her Justice Protasiewicz.
I won't accept those millions of dollars in funds from Crudy. You know why? Because he's not giving them to me. Way to go. A couple more on rebuttal. Now, Jenna Protasiewicz, you know, called him corrupt, and he has a rebuttal. Let's hear what Kelly had to say. Cut number 23, please.
You're corrupt.
Justice Kelly, you have 30 seconds for a rebuttal.
Thanks so much. So first off, you obviously don't know the difference between having a client and being on a payroll. Never been on the payroll of the State Party. I've had clients because, as it turns out, I'm a lawyer. And I don't know what you're talking about, going on a tour with Justice Gable. Didn't do any such thing. My client at the time asked me to address various groups around the state about how our election system works.
That's a tour.
And I was happy to do that. That was part of my job in representing and giving good counsel.
Justice Kelly, that's time.
No, I didn't follow the dead around the country on tour. I just, you know, was independently sound checking. I mean, what, dude? No, I didn't do that. Then he describes exactly what he did. So, okay. And again, like the distinction, no, I wasn't on the payroll. Well, okay, you were a contractor. You got paid gross money and had to pay it out of your own corporation. They cut you checks, dude. Whether it be to Dan Kelly W-2 or Dan Kelly Inc. 1099, you were still getting paid, bro. One more on abortion. Let's hear Kelly. Cut number 24, please.
So there's a misrepresentation by my opponent about what it takes to get those endorsements. So I had no conversations with those organizations about how I would rule on any issue, including the abortion issue. So their statement about endorsements being dependent on a pledge, that's for legislative endorsements. I'm not a legislator because I don't talk about my politics. I understand what a court is supposed to do, and that's resolving legal questions. So those endorsements had nothing to do with the pledges that are required of those who run for political office. The conversations we had were this: will you pledge to follow the law? Will you uphold the Constitution? Will you do the job of a justice in simply using existing law to decide the cases that come before the court? And that's the same pledge I make to everyone, regardless of the issue involved that might come before the court. And so they can be confident, just like everyone else in the state, the decisions would be based on the law and not politics.
And I ain't recusing.
As the journalists at the Journal Sentinel, Corey Hess and Molly Beck, point out, the right to life, these pro-forced government birthing,
they're clients. They're not my employer.
They changed the candidate from the pledge to it has to fit our judicial philosophy in February. Yeah. Yeah, last month. They updated the webpage last month, so no biggie. No biggie. You big liar. Liar, liar, pants on fire. Vote Janet Protasiewicz. Don't let this guy anywhere near the bench ever again. Please.
Democrats, including Governor Tony Evers, have put forth a new legislative proposal right here in the state of Wisconsin that just may restore abortive rights. We'll see. Come back. More Devils. We'll talk about it. 844-96-PARTY.
Get people off of their couches and get them back to work. We created an entire class of lazy people.
Hey, Wisconsin, voting is one of our fundamental rights. Every eligible citizen has the right to be heard. You need an acceptable photo ID to vote in the spring election on April 4th. Vote Riders provides free help to get your Wisconsin ID card. Please visit voteriders.org today. They can answer all your questions about voter ID and offer free help if you need an ID to vote. If you're a citizen and you need an ID, visit voteriders.org. Voteriders.org.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m. and you're sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. If you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly cloudy tonight with a low of 36. Southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered showers tomorrow. Highs level off around 52. Cloudy skies expected. Scattered rain showers again tomorrow night. 36, overcast. Chance for scattered showers Thursday with a chance of snow Friday. Highs in the low 40s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 48 degrees.
To stop just sending them the unemployment checks, the COVID subsidy checks, which I know are now gone, but they were getting them, and that's how they got lazy.
Come on, man!
The Devil's Advocates. So relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are open. Going to them next at 844-967-2789. Let's get to it. Jack from the Mac. Welcome, Jack. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jack.
Yeah, well, first of all, I want to say I'm not one of those lazy listeners that doesn't call. Hello?
Hang on. There you go.
Yeah, I can hear you, Jack.
Yeah, start over, Jack.
Dom's too lazy to listen to you.
We missed you, man. Say it again, please.
I just wanted to say I'm not one of those lazy listeners who doesn't call in.
All right.
So, already Prostewitz has answered the conflict of interest issue with the Democratic Party, because she said that because she's accepted some of these funds from them, she is going to recuse herself on anything that involves the Democratic Party.
And that may come back to haunt us a little bit later in a 3-3 decision, something important, but I think it does make her beyond reproach. It's hard to say she's going to be corrupted if she's offered a blanket recusal when the Democratic Party is the plaintiff or the defendant.
Yep, that's what I was thinking. The second thing is Kelly can't really talk very much about being unreliable because he first of all recused himself from a particular judgment way back because he said, well, I have a conflict of interest here. And then later when it became obvious that it wasn't going to be solved in the way that he wanted to, he unrecused himself. Now, that seems to me, you talk about untrustworthy. Excuse me. I didn't even know you could unrecuse yourself. I didn't even know it was legal once you said, yeah, I recuse myself. So, yeah, this guy is something else.
Yeah, something else indeed. Great observation, Jack. Thanks for the call. And what I didn't hear today, and what I'd love to hear Dan Kelly address, what? The Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, a business lobby here in the state of Wisconsin, spending, what, $3 million, at least was the last ad buy for Dan Kelly. Is he going to recuse when WMC comes in front of the Supreme Court again? I'd like to know the answer to that question.
I'm less clear he intends to, Dom. in that he has stated, I don't intend to recuse myself. Here's what he did unrecuse himself for. Dan Kelly unrecuses himself from the voter purge case, a little of the reporting thereof from the Wisconsin Examiner back in 2020. Justice Dan Kelly, by wanker appointment, has decided to unrecuse himself from a Supreme Court case involving the possible purge of more than 200,000 voters from the rolls in Wisconsin. Kelly sent a letter to the lawyers in the case, Zenago versus the Wisconsin Elections Commission, on April 15th, again of 2020, explaining he had originally recused himself from the case because he was a candidate in the April 7th election, the outcome of which could have been affected by the purge. Kelly lost to Jill Karofsky. Man, did he lose. Who will take her seat in August. Meanwhile, the voter purge case is again before the court on appeal from the lower court on April 28th. Lame duck Kelly, post-loss Kelly, wrote to the same group of lawyers to tell them he had heard from the plaintiffs in the case who filed a letter that discussed principles relating to recusal, but did not take a position regarding my participation in the consideration of the pending petition for review and potentially the merits of their consolidated appeals. No response was received from the defendant's appellates or from any other person or entity. The 2020 spring election is now complete. So it appears the reason for my prior recusal from the consideration of the petition for bypass no longer exists. Right? Just changed my mind. Kelly goes on to say, moreover, no party is object. I object. No party has objected to my participation in considering the pending petition for review of the merits of the matter if the petition for review is granted. Therefore, Kelly concluded, he will participate in the remainder of the matter going forward.
So he recused himself, lost the race, and then in the lame duck, unrecused himself and sat in judgment of the case.
And as the fine author here, Ruth, kind of points out, Kelly left unaddressed the issue of the Supreme Court's rules on recusal or the disqualification of judges, which state that when a justice recuses or disqualifies himself or herself, the justice takes no further part in the court's consideration of the matter.
Until they do.
Until he changes his mind and breaks the, what, the rules of the court?
Ah.
Consistency.
Rules.
You're slandering me.
Stare Decisis be damned.
You know, when he brought up Stare Decisis, I'm thinking, except in what, Roe v. Wade?
Uh-huh.
844-967-2789. Jerry from Waukesha. Welcome, Jerry. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jerry.
Hey, hi. Hi, how you doing?
Good, Jerry. What do you got for us?
Well, you're bringing up in regards towards Janet, and she said about Act 10. My problem is that if they do get rid of Act 10, my property taxes are going to go up. Everyone's property taxes are going to go up.
Jerry, let me ask you a question. Have there been...
Act 10 has been activated?
Jerry, let me...
You don't know what we're talking, don't you? Why don't you just hang up on me?
I was just going to ask you a question, Jerry. Have you had any referendums in your
community? I did not finish my statement.
Well, Jerry, you're not going to, because now I am going to hang up on your dumbass. Let me finish my statement, which is your property taxes also go up, sir, every time your community passes a referendum to increase their own taxes, as the community of Waukesha has had to do a couple times. Now, state lawmakers, Act 10, that toolbox they use, has not been to the betterment of the schools. We haven't seen better outcomes. We've seen competing for talent, I guess, if that's what you want to call it, Jerry, and you may be in a beneficial school district. Your district may benefit. We like Waukesha South. We like all the Waukesha schools. I like Middleton, where my kids go. They have the benefit of a good school district with a higher property tax base. But you know what? Every year, every election year, Jerry, someone puts a referendum up and says, but our schools need to be a little bit better. And because the state of Wisconsin has Act 10, and they refuse to do the right thing and, you know, give proper funding to the public schools, we've got to ask you, the citizens of our community, once again, to raise your own property taxes. So, Jerry, I've done that over and over again, man. So if you think Act 10 suddenly stabilized my property taxes, did not, sir. Did not. Nor did it in Waukesha, as near as I can tell. And I wouldn't have talked over you or hung up on your dumb ass if you'd have let me finish a sentence or two. But that's how you learn, Jerry. Try us again. Next time, be more civil. 844-967-2789. Just hung up on Jerry. Officially.
Max Inc. Radio presents Bomb Blastica 2023. It's Max Inc.'s 27-year anniversary party, and you're invited. Bomb Blastica at the Wisco on Willie Street, Saturday, April 15th. Max Inc. Radio's Jimmy K. Rocker and Terry Barr will broadcast live 6 to 9 p.m. Then live music from Eclipse record recording artist Carbellion. With special guest, Milwaukee's Wizard Hammer. Like a pyre, feathery wings, black in the sky, and the wings. And Mad City's own hard rockers, Iron Claw. We are the Iron Claw. Hey! It's Bomb Blastica 2023, Saturday, April 15th at the Wisco in Madison. Sponsored by Rocker Vodka and Hotel K Pet City. Presented by Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.